Hey there, amazing mamas. Laura Bennett here, your everyday guide to navigating the wild ride of motherhood with a smile on your face and a glass of wine in hand, or maybe just a cup of coffee. No judgment. Today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful parenting techniques for managing those epic meltdowns that can feel like they're starring their own action movie. You know, the kind where your little one goes from 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds flat, and suddenly you're dodging flying tours and negotiating peace treaties with a miniature dictator. We've all been there. Let's face it, parenting is tough, and sometimes those meltdowns can feel like a personal attack on your sanity. But guess what? You're not alone in this battle, mama. And more importantly, you don't have to surrender to the chaos. Instead, let's take a deep breath, grab our superhero capes metaphorically speaking, of course, and learn some powerful techniques to navigate those meltdowns with grace and maybe even a little bit of humor. So buckle up, mamas, because here are 5 key takeaways that will transform your approach to those meltdown moments. 1. Embrace the pause. Ever felt like you're just reacting on autopilot during a meltdown? We've all been there. Before jumping into fix-it mode, take a moment to breathe. This pause isn't about ignoring your child, it's about creating space for yourself to respond calmly and thoughtfully instead of automatically reacting. Remember, you're modeling emotional regulation for your little one. When you stay calm, they are more likely to learn how to manage their own emotions too. 2. Hit down to their level. Seriously, bend down or kneel so you're eye to eye with your child. This simple shift in perspective can make a world of difference. It shows them that you're genuinely listening and invested in understanding what they're going through. Plus, when we are on the same level, it feels less like you versus me and more like a team effort to solve this puzzle together. 3. Validate their feelings. Even if the reason for melting down seems illogical, because let's be honest, sometimes toddler logic is its own universe. Acknowledge their feelings. Phrases like "I see that you're feeling frustrated right now," or "it sounds like you're really upset about losing your toy" can make a huge difference. Remember, validating their emotions doesn't mean agreeing with their behavior. It just means recognizing and respecting their feelings. 4. Offer choices. When possible, give your child a sense of control by offering choices. Instead of saying "put your shoes on," try "do you want to wear your red shoes or your blue shoes?" This empowers them and helps them feel more in charge of the situation, which can reduce resistance. It's like a mini negotiation, and even though they're tiny, they deserve a voice. 5. Take care of yourself. Mama, you're human, and sometimes those meltdowns can be draining. Make sure you're taking care of your own emotional needs too. Find ways to de-stress, whether it's a quick walk, a hot bath, or calling your bestie for a vent session. When you're feeling refreshed and recharged, you'll be better equipped to handle those meltdown moments with patience and understanding. Let me tell you about a time when I was in the thick of it. Remember that super cute and super energetic phase toddlers go through? Yeah, well, we were at the grocery store trying to make a simple trip for milk and eggs, you know, a real marathon. My little one decided that all the shiny cereal boxes were calling his name, and a full-blown meltdown ensued. I swear, it felt like everyone in the store was watching. But then, I remembered these mindful parenting techniques we're talking about today. Instead of getting swept up in the chaos, I took a deep breath, got down to his level, and acknowledged his feelings. "I see that you really want those cereal boxes," I said. "They do look pretty cool." Then I offered him a choice. "Would you like to pick out one special box to try at home?" To my surprise, it worked. He calmed down, chose a box, of course the largest and most colorful one, and we finished our shopping trip with a sense of accomplishment. See, mamas, it's all about finding those strategies that work for you and your little ones. Don't be afraid to experiment. Laugh through the messes, because let's face it, there will be plenty, and remember, you're doing an amazing job. So, what are you waiting for? Pull forth and conquer those meltdowns with grace, patience, and a sprinkle of mindful magic. And don't forget to share your own strategies and triumphs in the comments below. Let's lift each other up on this crazy journey called motherhood. Until next time, stay strong, mama bears. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.